B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Oh, Daddy.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, it is time for Bring the Heat, 610-771-9751. I imagine the OK guy has an issue with the trade if he did check in today.
I would say no.
No. Oh, so did he not check in or did he not have an issue?
Oh, he checked in.
Stay tuned. That does not surprise me because
they got to win the NBA title now. OK.
Yeah, but I think he's a good sportsman.
All right. Well, that's one of us. Let's see what we got today.
I am so tired of having to watch this liability of a bench play night after night. T.J. McConnell, once they screen him, he can't guard anybody. For Concord Moss, he doesn't belong in the NBA. We have so many unused roster spots. Amir Johnson is the designated bench sitter. We have Shake Milton, Haywood Highsmith. We need to get some real talent in here. We need a stretch four. We need a backup center. We need a backup point guard. Elton's got to make a move.
I'm assuming that's before 2:17 a.m. Andrew, what was the call stamp time on that one?
Oh, that was right around 1 o'clock.
Oh, that's great. Right after the game.
Wow, he's like Nostradamus.
That's awesome. Well, it's funny because, first of all, it's a very accurate, good call. And when he talked about stretch four, a backup big, check. And now you just need the backup point.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did the Sixers get one of, if not the best, shooting power forward in the league, they also got an absolute beast of a backup center in this giant that is Boban Marjanovic. Brett, please, 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 please give us like 4 minutes a night of Embiid, Boban, Twin Towers.
Yes!
Are you serious? You said that!
That's my theory. Little Twin Towers, man.
You said it. And he said the same thing 4 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Perfect.
To be honest with you.
I just want to have a little fun. You know, like you said, these games in February, they're not of huge consequence.
As long as I don't see it in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, not in the playoffs. No, I just want to have a little fun.
All right.
You never know. The magic you get could be the difference to winning an NBA title or not. Boban and Joe. On the floor together.
Yeah, the Boban thing is,
it's a Bobo idea is what I think you're thinking.
Ten 10 minutes for the Boban.
Yeah, that's about right. Maybe 12 on if you're blowing a team out. You get Joe out of there and rest the legs.
That's fine.
Yeah. Go with the load management.
Yes.
Next.
The moose is gone. Landry Shamet, one shot at halftime. Gone. Wilson Chandler plays 2 games a season because he gets hurt all the time. Gone! We got Tobias Harris, 20.9 points a game. Dude's 43% from 3-point. Oh, my God. Ben Simmons is going to average, like, 30 assists.
Let me ask you a question. Jason, did Andrew leave a message on our own line?
You thought it sounded like Salchunas's?
It sounded like Andrew.
Same kind of accent, if you will, and same kind of intonation.
Did you leave a message, Andrew?
No, I don't have time for it.
He was boozing yesterday in the afternoon.
Were you?
He may not remember.
Oh, I was boozing yesterday.
I called him yesterday, and he's like, I'm cocktailing outside.
No, so Jason's on the phone with me, and I go, Jason, I love you, man, but it's 65 degrees outside, and I just want to enjoy my beer. And I was outside for 5 hours yesterday. It was great.
Wow, dude, that's beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
I had a fire last night and just in my backyard.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where were you sipping, by the way?
Oh, I went some Bud Lights that I got for free from the station.
Oh, jeez.
Come on now.
That's classic. That's a good move out of you, though. I can appreciate that move.
I'm not the biggest fan of the Bud Light, but when it's for free.
Yeah, your favorite beer's the free time.
10 out of 10 there.
No, that's a great way to spend a Tuesday. Like on the first day that's 65 degrees. It was a gift. I think we got another one coming later in the week.
Yeah, it was a teaser, but you're right.
These are little gifts that you get.
You got to take advantage.
And that's where you want to sit outside the bar.
It's like the Sixers with the open window to get a championship. You got to jump through it.
The best thing I love about you're right. The best thing I love about town is the cafes now, the sidewalk cafes. You're out.
Oh, yeah.
Because every bar now has an outside cafe.
That's very European.
I like the outside cafe.
I could see that.
I enjoy the sit outside.
What's next?
Hi, about the 76ers trade, I just feel like we gave up too much for Tobias Harris. I mean, I like him. He's a good shooter. He can, you know, somewhat get his own shot. He never played any defense. And we gave up 2 first-round picks for him. As far as the players, that was fine. Wilson Chandler, yeah. But to give up 2 first-round picks, I don't like that. I really don't. And I really think this year is going to be a decent draft.
I'd like to ask him a question. If you knew that the picks were going to be 24 and 29 or 28, do you change your mind? Because that's what they're going to be.
Well, the only pick, I don't care about their pick.
You're talking about the Miami pick.
Because it's lottery protected.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, the Miami pick's the only pick of real value. I mean, as far as deep draft, forget about deep drafts. They got to go win now. Now's the window. You got enough players. It's all about veterans now. It's not about youth. We're done with the youth. You need players, veterans now. Yeah, for the next 7 years, it's not about kids. It's not about youth. You got enough youth. Ben Simmons is young. Embiid is young. Now it's about trying to win.
What's next?
Hey, Anthony. I know how you like double entendres and stuff. Well, check this out. We just got Tobias Harris. There is a Lake Tobias that is near Harrisburg that has bison. And Carson played for the Bison. So it's all coming full circle. All right.
Wow, okay. So Carson's going to be the backup point guard.
It's a great parallel right there.
Lake Tobias near Harrisburg. I forgot.
I wonder if Harry knows about Lake Tobias.
Lake Tobias? I've driven by Harrisburg 1,000 times going back and forth to Penn State, and I don't ever recall seeing any signs for a Lake Tobias. I remember the
Tobias is a great name though.
The porn joint on 322.
It's called
the truck stop with the where you could buy the dirty magazines back in the day and the old VHS tape. Not that I ever stopped. What's next?
Sixers made a nice trade, acquiring a good forward, and for some reason they didn't give up TJ, but they got rid of Wilson Chandler, like Muscala. I understand, but you gave up Landry Shamet, really? He could be the next J.J. Redick for the next 10 years. You don't give up on great shooters.
He's not a great shooter. Stop. All right? Like, listen. Nice little player. But let's not make him out to be, you know, some perennial lottery all-star pick. He's a nice player.
And look, he was better than maybe we thought he was going to be with where he was selected and what he gave you. But you couldn't rely on him. Now, somebody's tweeted and said, I'd rather give it up Korkmaz. Well, of course.
You can't get it. You can't get guys. You got to give something up.
Nobody was dialing. They weren't picking up the phone and saying, hey, I wanted to see what you would think about doing with Korkmaz. Nobody's calling with that.
I mean, listen, a nice little player. You know, I think he develops. He can develop into being a starter.
Yeah.
But what, you know, I mean, you're not going to care about Landry Shamet when you're in the finals.
What's next?
Yeah, this is Mike Muscala's dad, and I just wanted to say that I'm disappointed that my son got traded by the Sixers because I like that team. They had a lot of white guys, and the black guys, some of them weren't even American, so I thought that was cool. At least the women in L.A. are hot. Mike Muscala's dad out.
Oh, good. Stay out, Mike Muscala's dad.
You traded Muscala and his dad. You're happy about both.
God, I can't say. I hated him.
It's like the Stay Puff Marshmallow.
Oh, God, I hated him.
You
I'm so
stay.
Happy he's gone.
Well, you used to vent about him on our text exchange. It would be this Muscala.
I hate him. I swear to God, I hate that dude. Soft. Horrible.
Do you rank him in your top 5 most hated Sixers list?
He's not top 5. He's
wasn't here long enough.
I got a lot of hate guys.
Oh, I'd love to hear that top 5
list. I'll give you top 25.
Off the top of your head,
I'll come up just for fun, for grins and giggles. I will give you a top 25 hate list tomorrow.
All right, I love that. What's next?
Hey, Jason and Benton, I know it's great that we won the Super Bowl last year, and a lot of us are saying that we would have won against any of these two teams this year. But at what point does it get to be obnoxious of us, you know, pumping our chest out about being Super Bowl 52 champs? At what point do we need to be like the Cowboys fans before we actually have to win?
First of all, don't call the riled up line on a speaker phone. Pick up the phone. Second of all, it's the Cowboys do it because when you're rubbing it in a team's face that you've won and they haven't, but you haven't won since 96, that the statute of limitations on talking smack are 5 years or until the fan you're talking smack on has won in until that team has won.
So let me ask, because I don't know. I mean, have you sensed, you know, there's been a couple calls that go, oh, man, you know, the Eagles could have beaten the Rams or the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And, you know, the Saints are saying the same thing probably, right?
They
could have beat the Patriots. So I don't sense it being, I don't sense that the fan base has been obnoxious.
No, I don't think so.
I think they celebrated.
Yeah.
And you can imagine a celebration after all of those years. So I don't think they've been out of line.
Yeah, I think the fans used every one of the 365 days to celebrate.
Yeah.
And rightfully so.
But as far as if you're going to be obnoxious about it, yeah, you got to win another one.
So. Yeah. What's next?
1, 2, 3, 76ers. This okay guy is so happy today that the Sixers are going to the finals. Bring on the Warriors, damn it.
Okay.
Wow.
How about the OK guy singing?
Yay! He's actually not angry about something.
Cause he knows who he's talking about.
Okay.
The best part is 1, 2, 3, Sixers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude, you missed a few numbers.
Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 76ers.
Okay.
I'm proud of him. Proud of him. The OK guy's... He's more than okay.
Okay, but here's the deal, though. If he's, like, all happy about the Sixers and Philly sports right now, then he's angry about something. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't like the dinner that was served to him at the restaurant last night. I need you to send this back. I said medium. Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. I want from now on, he should just stick to that stuff.
This steak sauce is Bobo. You're cheap. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh God! You're an okay guy, pseudo fan.
He amuses me.
I think he's a pseudo moron.
I like him. I don't know what it is. Harry looks good in the vest.
I don't know what it is either. By the way, why you like him? You know what I mean?
Don't know why. Just there's something that I find him. You like him too, Harry?
Yeah. You think he's intriguing? That mindset's intriguing.
Nah, I don't say intriguing. I just find him, I don't know, there's something endearing about him.
Well, it's comfortable.
Even with his...
It's like an old sweater.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I know him.
Well, let me ask you that. Because you romanticize sports, and when Jimmy Lynam said, you know, my phone started blowing up about the Sixers deal, and you're going, oh, who called? You know, was it Billy Cunningham must have called?
Right.
You know? So when the OK guy has his conversation, who's around him when he's having his morning coffee?
Let's see.
Sid the nitwit.
No,
his dog
on.
That barks too much.
Yeah. No. I was going to say.
What would his dog's name be? Ass face?
I was.
I think he's an ass face.
I was going to say the Burger King.
It's just a.
I was going to say no. The burger, the Burger King guy, dude.
The actual Burger King dude.
Not Howard, right? Like those kinds of characters.
Gotcha.
At the table.
Back to the phone we go. Champagne Haynes on the Fanatic. What's up, Champagne?
Yo, guys, how the heck is it going today, man? Let me tell you, I woke up at 2:30 last night, heard the news about the train. Popped a mini bottle on my nightstand, went downstairs, and made a nice little mimosa. That's how things
go. Oh, yeah, man.
But, yeah, let me just tell you, I'm obviously pumped. They definitely have spread out the floor now at the starting five. It's going to be really fun to watch them, that's for sure. But, yeah, you were talking about Patrick Beverley. I'm not sold on that as a move, personally. I mean, you're a big fan of him. He definitely brings some tenacity, but his personality, I don't think, would fit too well with the with the team. That's my thought on that.
What do you mean?
He's one of those players that just irks you the wrong way. I think
you need guys like that. Those guys are guys that win.
You do, but I just don't think it would be a good fit with the team that they got right now. It's something like
that. Brother, honestly, like you need guys like that off the bench. Like, you'd be off the bench. You got guys that give you a little nastiness, a little toughness.
You think him and Jimmy would sit nice, pretty together?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think because they're both want to win. Like, guys like that want to win.
Correct.
You
know,
like,
they've been in the league a while now.
Like, I love guys like that. Like, those veteran dudes. Like, the old school guys.
Maybe TJ could, you know, calm them down a little bit or whatnot. But, yeah. But let me just say, last thing, is for years, you're talking about Jim Lynham's pen. For years, I worked at a very prestigious office supply store. And I could tell you that those multicolored pens that were on the shelf, the same ones that were there the day that I started, were the same ones that were there 14 years later after I left. So they're out there. They're out there. They just don't move too quick off the shelves. But I can grab them for you and send them to you if you want. But it's great.
Champagne, I'm a Uniball. I go with the Uniball. It writes very nicely.
The Uniball
pen? It's a smooth pen. It's got a nice grip. Very ergonomical. And it's got a nice little bit of weight to it, but not too much weight.
Dude, this is my pen right here.
Oh, you got one. Yeah, see, this is a great pen. See, look at the grip on that. That's like a baseball grip, like you'd put on your Louisville Slugger.
No, I'm a big pen fan because I still make notes. I've notebooks, you know, thousands of them.
All over the place.
And I just write constantly in the notebook.
Yeah, I'm a legal pad guy. I go legal pad. You go spiral notebook, which I appreciate.
Yeah, I'm a spiral notebook.
But you can't tear out of the spiral good.
I don't like to tear out. I love to keep them intact.
Oh, an aristocrat.
Yes.
Felix in Roxborough is on the Fanatic. What's up, Felix?
What's going on, guys? What's going on, family?
Felix!
Yeah. Yo, this trade is crazy. I'm happy that we actually have a legit chance to not only win the East, but this move was made to win the West, to win the championship, period. Now we could get teams in, like, legit foul trouble because you can't guard Joel Embiid. You can't double-team him at all. With the way we're going to be able to space out the floor.
Right? Oh, my God.
I mean, this trade, I'm still not over the Super Bowl and not even getting there. I'm like, pissed off. And this trade, it's going to bring me back. I'm happy. At least we're going to win another championship, but it's just going to be in another sport.
Yeah, I feel with you, man. Oh. I do. I feel it.
We have a chance to be, like, now we can match up with the West, period. I don't see. I mean, we're gonna have trouble with Steph Curry, but I think we can actually beat him in a series. What do you
Steph
think?
Steph Curry,
you,
Kevin you Durant,
yeah,
Clay.
I mean, Kat, it's gonna be tough. You know what I mean? Like, if you get used to finals, it's gonna be tough. But you know, hey, look, enjoy the dream a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes you got to get to the finals before you can win a final.
You know,
too.
I mean, look, it's not, you know, it's unlikely. But no, that's what's the beauty of sports.
Now, Westgate has updated their odds, Anthony, for the teams to win the Eastern Conference, all in a byproduct of this trade that the Sixers made to get Tobias Harris. And the odds are now the Celtics, and they've really gotten it together of late. They're now 2-1 to come out of the East.
Boston's 2-1?
2-1. The Sixers and the Raptor, 9-4, so basically 4.5 to 1. And the Bucks,
2.5 to 1.
5-2. Yeah, 2.5 to 1, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 9-4, that's not that good.
No, they've moved up, though, because they were the fourth team in that
league. No, saying it's not nine. No, they have, you're right.
Yeah.
I was saying from a value standpoint, 9-4.
Yeah, it's not great value.
Yeah.
It's.
We're only going to get to
the conference final.
So
come out of the East.
Come out of the East.
Yeah. I have not seen the odds.
How about to win the title? They update the title winning odds?
Well, yeah, I just saw from before the trade. They were 20 to 1 or 25 to 1.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is now. Yeah, probably down to like 10 to 1.
It'd be fun to take a flyer, 25 to 1.
Yeah, maybe 15, 12 to 1, I could see with the trade. Is that too aggressive?
I don't think they move up that high. I think they go from maybe 25.
Because Golden State's still such maybe, a prohibitive favorite.
Maybe 18.
Okay. Eh, marginal. But it's not a bad little play with a couple of units on it just to see what happens.
For grins.
Yeah, you never know. And if because like, you said this before, and it's a point worth restating. You know, injuries do happen. Steph has been injured in the past.
I mean, it's unlikely, Logan, obviously, that you could beat them, but they are thin. Right? They don't have, you know, their bench, they're a thin team.
They're starter heavy, you know?
Exactly. So, and this Sixer team, who knows? Yeah. I mean, like, you know.
And Joe's such
a
freak.
I mean, who knows? He is. He's a freak.
Well, look how he battled them.
Back like, Harris gives them something that's completely unique. The spacing on the floor is going to be sensational.
Nope.
Like, really, look at the spacing. Just one more time, because I think it's such an important part of this. And if you're upset that they gave up, you know, Landry Shamet, or do you think the picks, just look at the spacing for this thing. With Ben as your incredible facilitator, distributor, who can really attack the rim. Next to him is JJ, who is your sharpshooter. Then you got Jimmy, who's a two-way player, really good mid-range player, and could distribute a little bit too. Then you got Tobias Harris, who is a terrific three-point shooter. That corner three, he'll knock down with consistency. You leave him open, he'll make you pay. He'll board a little bit for you. And then you got the generational big man. Just imagine the spacing that's there, the looks, the shots. Jeez, I mean, that's a great five.
Well, here's the thing, and a couple callers have said it. Oh, this team's going to be so fun to watch now. I got news for you. They were fun to watch with just Simmons and Embiid. Then you added Butler. Oh, they're really fun to watch, even more so now. And now you make this deal, and it's like they're
I'm giddy over it. I really am. I'm giddy over it.
Yeah. They may add more national TV games. Okay, give you more TNT and ESPN and everything else. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in.
Are they on Denver? Is it Friday night in the ESPN game?
Friday night.
Playing Denver. I think that could be an ESPN game.
Don't believe that it is.
No. I'm thinking every game is. Almost every game.
It seems like every game is.
Yeah. It will be on ESPN, yes.
Oh, it is. Okay, so it is a national game.
And then Sunday, Celtics. Is that national?
That's got to be like the NBA, yeah, that's TNT on Sunday.
TNT.
And how about the Denver game? ESPN. Laker game? ABC. The Lakers are on Sunday. That's the ABC game.
Right.
And then Tuesday, Boston,
that's
TNT,
Boston, right.
8 o'clock.
Oh, man, Lakers Sunday. That's a great game.
And then followed by Boston. It's crazy.
Denver, Lakers, Boston. That's
and then you go to New York. Like, you're hitting all the big markets here, too. Midday Show is live from Andy's Diner. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, back after this.
All right, Valentine's Day next week, right? And the woman in your life has been lying to you. That's right. She's been telling she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day. You know, reality, it's a test. Uh-huh. It's a trick. It's a ruse. Don't fall for it. When the person you love the most says they don't want anything for Valentine's Day, it may be true they don't need anything, but this is the one day a year set aside for saying, I love you. What better way to say I love you than with a real long-stem American Beauty rose, deeply and lavishly dipped in pure 24-karat gold? I've known Stephen for years. I can tell you personally, this is the best gift even for Valentine's, ever for Valentine's Day. I know it. They're not going to die in a week. They're not going to get tossed in the trash like flowers. They last forever. And they come with a lifetime guarantee, starting at just $59. Don't pay for shipping. Go right to IHateStevenSinger.com. Take advantage of Steven's free shipping to arrive in time for Valentine's Day. So many gorgeous colors to choose from. They're exclusive and only available at Steven Singer Jewelers. That is IHateStevenSinger.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Damn 1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyers.com.
What up?
It is 1:30 right here at Live at Andy's Diner in Conshohocken. As we hang out here, my man Randy.
Randy getting a little photo snap during the program.
Yeah, man. You know? There's Harry.
How about a pair of Temple basketball tickets?
Randy over here in the Carolina Blue.
Everybody enjoying the good eats.
Yeah, man. It's nice. Like a fan. It's cool, man. It's family.
That's what the diner is. I used to go to the diner with my mom all the time.
Yeah.
We meet at the diner, and you have your meal. You have your eggs, your omelet, or whatever. My mom would order the one egg over easy, bacon crisp. You know? One piece of toast, slightly burnt. And they could deliver every time. That's the diner, though.
That's right.
It's customizable.
It's yes.
Real quick, let's give away a pair of tickets to see Temple men's basketball. They battle UConn coming up tonight, 6 p.m. at the Leah Cora Center. You can purchase your all-you-can-eat food and drink package, which includes a game ticket for only $25.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, call 215-204-TIXX or visit alsticks.com. Yeah, Temple UConn tonight. The Huskies, third caller right now on the contest line at 215-263-0975. We'll score the pair of tickets to see Temple UConn tonight. Good luck to Temple and the TU Owls and getting a win tonight. Let's get back to the phones. How about Nick in Collegeville joining us on the Midday Show? Been hanging. How you doing today, Nick?
Gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Nicky!
It's been a great day, Nick. To wake up to good news, it felt good.
I fell asleep. I didn't fall asleep early, but I fell asleep, you know, early compared to 2:30, and I was like, what just happened? Real quick, man, is your cousin Joey, is his name Gargano also?
No, he's a Tomasetti.
Okay, because I know Joey Gargano, and I'm like, I wonder if they're related.
Yeah, his last name's Tomasetti. There's some Garganos. We're all related from the same town.
Gotcha. Listen, I'm taking Brett Brown off the clock now for the rest of the season. I'm putting Jimmy Butler on the clock. Brett Brown was on the clock when Butler got here. I put Brett Brown on the clock. But then, and I'm not happy about this whole situation. But now that all this extra talent came in here, I'm going to take Brett Brown off the clock until the off season and next year. But Jimmy Butler's clock. I mean, we'll find out now if he wants to be here and play or he just wants to be a guy who wants to always lament and complain, you know, in every city he goes to.
Or is just a malcontent.
You know what? Listen, we were just having this conversation. I was having this conversation with Franny here at the Andy's Diner, having the same exact conversation about Jimmy. And look, this is it, man. He should not feel marginalized because his skill set is that he's going to score the ball. You're going to need him at times to score. You're going to need him to take the last shot. He's more ice, right? So, you know, it's clutch. Yeah. So he's got to buy in.
Here's the thing. It goes out of old adage that rising tides lifts all ships. If this team has so much talent now, they should every night they should be on national, every game should be on national television, and there should be a lot of hype around them. And everybody just, every night there's going to be a different guy who's going to have a little more limelight on them than the night before. You know, so we just need everybody to just kind of put the tape over their mouth and just go team, T-E-A-M. And just
there's no I in team.
Team.
No I in team. They should roll through until the finals in the East, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's a great point, Nick. And that's the thing. Like Jimmy Butler has said in regards to his issues at previous stops, hey, man, I want to win so bad. I want to win so bad.
Yeah.
And he's challenged teammates and been tough on them. And, you know, like Carl Anthony Towns and Wiggins, they couldn't handle it, right?
Yeah, they were.
Because they're softies.
Right, right.
Charmin soft.
Right,
so,
right.
So
Bustalas.
Yeah, so if you're gonna be that guy, and we wanted him to come in here and ruffle the feathers of Fultz and be like, come on, you can act like a man.
Right, right.
You
know,
do that whole thing.
Right.
But it's all well and good to say that. But now, Jimmy, you have a chance to win. and to win significant and get to an NBA final. So if you're going to walk around pouting because it's not Jimmy Butler night every night, then I got no time for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd be surprised. I don't.
Because then he is truly a bad teammate.
I agree. I don't think he's that.
Well, he looked a little pouty in that Golden State game because it was Ben night.
No, I brought it up. You're right. I mean, I saw that.
It's a body language.
But I don't know what it was. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, clam or what?
I'm watching on TV, so what do I know? It's just a read, long-range read. I'm hoping that this is your chance to win. If it's your chance to win, man, you better embrace it.
Now, let me ask you a question. Because, as you mentioned, Denver's in town tomorrow night, or Friday night, excuse me. It's only Wednesday. I was hoping it was Thursday. Friday night, Denver in town, 7 p.m., Wells Fargo Center. Does that game garner an Anthony Gargano appearance at the center?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going. Sunday, a week after the NFL season ends, ABC, 3:30 tip-off, LeBron James, and the Lakers in town. Does that garner a back-to-back performance out of you?
It does.
Two games in 3 days.
It does. Listen, I'd do all of them if I could, but it does. But I will not. I will be. I think I'm going to do a Suns over Uncle Joey's day to watch the game.
Oh, okay. I see. All the boys will congregate. Yeah. That'd be a good day to. It's a life lesson that day.
Yeah.
About Sixers hoops. Okay.
Exactly.
All right, but then, okay, one more.
And because LeBron's into Lakers one time, it'll be too much of like scenesters. Mm. Too many scenesters.
Social climbers.
At that game.
All right.
I liked it more than Nuggets.
All right, now you're a late night man. On Tuesday night, February 12th, 6 days from now, the Celtics come to town, and it's an 8 o'clock tip on TNT. Does Anthony Gargano jump in the family Jeep with the uncles and head down to see the Celtics?
Yes, because I told you I'm probably not going to be showing up to work that next day.
That's a day off? That's going to be, that'll be like a maintenance day.
Yeah, I think it's
after all this hoops.
That's my maintenance day.
won't be a shoot around.
You remember I said that to you before? Like, yep. It was the Celtics. I'm like, I want to go to that game. And that's a. That's like a night out too.
Yeah, that's pregame.
Right. So the game is pregame.
Yeah.
And then it's like a late night go around.
Go out after to celebrate the win.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the
play. Does that work for
you? I think it's a great plan.
That's my plan.
Yeah. Look, it's going to be tough for me. Like, I've been in a hockey rink every night for the past like 9 days.
I know.
And I'm in one. I got a game tonight for my men's league, which whatever. But tomorrow I got a Flyers game. Kings. Friday, my son's got practice. Saturday, he's got a game. Sunday, he's got a game. Monday, I got the Flyers-Penguins. Saturday, I got the Flyers-Ducks.
Isn't it funny?
It's like every day.
Every day you're at the rink.
I'm like burned out here.
Yeah, I can imagine. But
tired funny. Of smelling Zamboni around
but
here.
But that's your happy place, though. It is.
Yeah, but it's turning into too much happy. I like to be miserable from time to time. You know, I like to take the happy pace.
But isn't it
to my
funny
bed.
When they have like Anthony has a game tonight?
Yeah.
So he's got basketball game tonight. So you're like, because you take him to their games, you do the thing. It's like that. That is a that's a job.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Dealing with those kids. Oh, practice is worse. 610-632-0975.
And I do the baseball, so...
God bless you for doing that. I don't know how you do it. Thank God my kid didn't want to go there. Stay tuned. Mikey Miss is coming up at the top of the hour. He's got you 2 to 6 on this General Knowledge Wednesday. But we're back here at Andy's Diner. We got one more segment to go. Back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk about Andy's Diner. That's right. This is where it is. We were talking about it earlier about the staple. Jason, I thought, eloquently talked about the diner. And what the diner means to all of us. So Jason and his mom would go to the diner. Same thing. You know, the diner was a big part of growing up. Families, the guys, the girl, you know, the whole thing. It's such an important part of the Delaware Valley. Well, Andy's Diner is it. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Hundreds of delicious items to choose from. It's a top diner. That's right. It's a top diner because of Andy Camaratos, the owner of Andy's. And he's got three of them. And they're all spectacular, every one of them. Here in Conshohocken, Ben Salem, Springhouse, you name it. He's got all the breakfast items you want. He's got soups and steaks and burgers. All right, he's got an amazing brunch buffet that's out of the world, out of this world when it comes to your weekend, your Sunday brunch. Come right here to Andy's. That's it. Come hang with us every other Wednesday and grab lunch. You'll love it here. Make sure you check out the brunch buffet every weekend. Raise your expectations. Expect more from a diner at Andy's Diner and Pub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, it's a great day today, man.
There's something to be said for waking up to good news, especially after a tough loss.
That's what Lauren said. So Lauren, who's a season ticket holder, Lauren Gordon, it's her birthday today. So happy birthday, Lauren. She's got her Sixer jacket on.
Yeah.
She's a big Sixer fan. She got a good birthday present.
I'll tell you what she's got going. It's something I appreciate. It's the slides with the sock.
Oh, wow.
It's a good Adidas slides with the socks on. That's a hockey move, Lauren. You go to the bar and all the boys always wear the slide with the sock.
Oh, that's great.
I love
happy birthday, Lauren. All right, you enjoy the Sixers. She's a season ticket holder.
Now, no games tonight, Ann.
My man Ernie, who is a... Four for four man from Fast Signs came over.
Oh, how about the signs he brought again? They're so great. Yeah. Got a nice Phillies one. It's got my favorite Phillies modern day images on there. Do you know what it is? Hold that up for him, Robbie. See if he can figure out my favorite modern day image is on there very prominent.
Your favorite modern day image?
Yeah, like so
Village?
Boom. You got it. Yeah. That is it right there.
That's great.
And I said that to him right away. And then my favorite.
Because look at Chooch's face.
That's right. That's exactly why.
Yeah,
it's cool. The hands to the heaven.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite pictures of all time regarding the Phillies is Pete Rose right there sliding
great.
Into, I
With
believe,
the hair.
Second base.
That's third.
Or that's third base.
Yeah.
And it's the hair. It's that uniform.
Yeah.
And that was Pete.
Yeah.
That's Pete.
That's Fat Pete, powder blue.
Yep. Awesome.
Yeah, I like the Fat awesome Pete, powder blue. It's incredible. You know, it's a small world. So Lauren, who we're just giving the birthday shout out, works with the bro's mom, Eileen.
Oh, my mom's name's Eileen, too.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we love Eileen Lynch.
All right. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, nice. A small world sometimes. Let's go to Dustin in the Northeast. Is on the Fanatic. How you doing, Dustin?
Yo, fellas. What's going on?
Yo,
what's up,
Dustin.
Bud?
I love the show, because me and you always talk about Ben Simmons, and we feel the same way about him. I think, you know, about 20 minutes ago, you made a comment about Joel Embiid being a generational player. I think he's a lifetime player. I think he's going to go down as one of the best big men. And we've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
But not only with Joel Embiid, dude, I honestly think that Ben Simmons could go down as one of the best players in the history of the NBA. If he could figure out a jump shot, he has the athleticism, he has the skill, and more importantly, he has the overall smarts for the game. Now, when I called up, I called you guys up because I hopped in the car. I just got up a little bit ago. I didn't even know about the trade until you said it. And when I took a look at the trade at first, that's why when I got screened, I said I didn't like the trade. You guys kind of convinced me. Because at first, I thought that we gave up a lot for these players. I didn't realize, like, I knew Harris was a good player. But, dude, I was looking at his highlights from this year, and whoever doesn't really, like, watch NBA that much, I watch NBA. For whatever reason, I guess because he was in L.A.
It's on the West Coast, yeah.
Really, this dude's a baller, man. I was doing some research. Right, right now, the Sixers have four top 30 players on their roster in their starting lineup. So the thing that I really didn't like about the trade was I was a big Landry Shamet fan, and I just think – You had a caller call up and talking about how good of a three-point shooter he was. If you go back and look at his stats, he's in the top 10 list for rookies, for the rookie season made three-pointers. The only Sixer that's ahead of him is Allen Iverson, and he's ahead of him by like before the Golden State game, he was only ahead of him by like 5 threes. Yeah, that's why I didn't like the trade.
Yeah, the only thing is the game's different, and like we have a tendency to overrate guys here.
Early.
And he's not, people are, think he's Reggie Miller. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, brother. I know you're not. I know you didn't overrate. I'm just saying in general, you know, I mean, I think he's a nice little player.
So let me ask you this. Last question. Do you think that this puts them, makes them the best team on the East Coast? Because like you, I wanted Patrick Beverly because not because of his offense, not because of his skill, but kind of what Corey Brewer brought in that Houston game, he can get in players' heads. And he is a tough SOB, dude. He has no problem smacking in the mouth. That's why I want him. But do you think that this trade, because with the 7'3", dude, you could put Joe at the four and you could run the Twin Towers. You might be able to get away with a 3-2 zone.
You can't put him on the floor for that extended period of time.
Nah, you don't want to do that.
The stat he's referring to, too, by the way, is that here's a list of every NBA player in history who's made 93 pointers in his first 49 games as a rookie while shooting at least 40% from three-point range, and the only guy to do it was Landry Shamet. But you're right, Anthony. You can't go overboard with Landry Shamet.
The other part of it, too, is remember the game's completely different now because you shoot so many threes.
Yeah. And you look at Tobias Harris. Two NBA players are averaging 20 points per game, 49% from the field, 43 from three, and 87% of the free throw line. It's Steph Curry and Tobias Harris.
Yeah.
All right, Mikey Miss is coming up next. He's got you 2-6 on this General Knowledge Wednesday. Stay tuned. And our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com.
This show went by. Flew by.
Snap of a finger. We'll be back tomorrow.
I'm not done talking about Tobias Harris.
Well, you got tomorrow.
Yes.
Friend of two. We'll be with you. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.